Hi there, I'm Maureen Steeman, and welcome to the six-phase meditation created by Vishen Lakhiani. I've recorded this meditation for you, and I'm going to gently guide you through all six phases of this exercise. Meditation is not total stillness. It's total awareness. Awareness of your thoughts, your body, and your inner being. If you notice your mind wandering, bring it back to the present moment. If your body needs to adjust to get comfortable, or you have an itch, scratch it. Tune into yourself and take this moment for you. Find yourself a comfortable position away from distractions and interruptions. Let's begin by taking in a few deep breaths. Let's take a deep breath in for a count of four, hold it for a count of seven, and slowly exhale for a count of eight. It's called 4-7-8 breathing. Simple name, simple to do. So let's begin. Breathe in, one, two, three, four, and hold for one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and exhale slowly, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Breathe in, deep, two, three, four, and hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and slowly exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One more time in, two, three, four, and hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and exhale steady and slow, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Let your breathing return to its natural rhythm. We will begin with phase one, the circle of love and compassion. I want you to bring to mind someone whom you truly love. This may be a family member, a friend, a lover, or even a pet. See this soul in front of you. And as you do, feel the love that they fill you with. Feel that love in your heart. Now give this love a color. Perhaps it's light green, or pink, or white, or blue. Now take a deep breath. And as you exhale, imagine this color or light of love expanding from your heart area and filling your entire body. Take another deep breath. And as you do, feel this love represented by the light or color, move it from beyond your body to fill the entire room that you are in. As this light expands and fills the room, imagine this feeling of love, this vibration, emanating from you to all life in the room, to every person, pet, even every plant. If you're alone, make sure every inch of that room is filled with the color and light of your love. Now take another deep breath. And as you exhale, imagine this light of love filling the entire building or home that you're in, touching everything that represents life in that place. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, imagine this love expanding and emanating further now to cover the entire city you're in. You may feel a sense of the city or see the city as if you're looking at it on a map. See your love spreading and the city covered in the light of this love and compassion. Now take another deep breath. And as you exhale, feel this light of love fill the entire country that you're in. As you did for your city, you may see the country as you're looking at it on a map, or you can even bring to mind your nation's flag. Imagine your love and compassion emanating from your heart to every human being, animal, and plant within this country. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, allow your love and compassion to expand so much that it covers the entire planet. See the entire world in front of you with all its nations, people, animals, and plants covered with the light of your love, You may even repeat a blessing or a mantra for every living creature on earth, such as, may you be well, may you be free of suffering, may you be at peace. You've now completed phase one. We now move to phase two, happiness and gratitude. I want you to bring to mind three things that you're grateful for in your personal life. They could have happened in the past day, week, month, year, or even years ago. And as you reflect that which you're grateful for, focus on the emotions they bring out in you. Feel the joy, the love, the lightness, and the appreciation that you felt the moment you received these gifts or lived these experiences. Now think about your work life. Think about three things that you can be grateful for in your career that perhaps happened within the last 24 hours or 7 days. Whether you're appreciating a kind word from a coworker, a project going well, or the income you made, feel all the positive emotions and give thanks. And now we move to the third level of gratitude. Gratitude for yourself. Think about three aspects of your being. It could be related to your body, your mind, aspects of your personality, anything you're grateful for about yourself. Do you have nice eyes or a cute butt? Do you think you're smart, kind, or funny? Think about three things that make you special and give thanks and gratitude for these aspects of yourself. Feel the joy and the positive emotions as you bring to mind each unique aspect of you. Now take a deep breath, and as you exhale, move the corners of your mouth towards your ears. It should feel like a smile. Feel it, that happiness, and say thanks. We now come to phase three, forgiveness. Think of some incident or some occasion that caused a negative charge to build within you. It could be something small or something big, but if you're just starting out, start with something minor. Think about the person that you need to forgive and see them standing in front of you in a safe space in your mind. It could be in a meadow or a beach, wherever you feel safe. Look at them and express how you feel. Tell them exactly what they did to harm or betray you, as if you're reading the charge out in court. For a few moments, allow yourself to feel the pain. Now stop. Stop focusing on the pain and draw your attention to the person who wronged you again. Try to see it from their eyes, as difficult as this may initially seem. Think about how they may perceive the situation. You can go further and think about what they could have experienced in their life that caused them to behave in this way. Remember, hurt people hurt people. After you've seen the situation from their eyes, reflect on what you may have learned from this incident. How did it help you grow? Did this incident help you become stronger or wiser? And now, as you see this person in front of you, choose to forgive them. If you can, imagine giving them a hug as a symbol of your forgiveness. You may repeat this process with the same incident and the same person every day as you do the sixth phase, depending on the gravity of the incident. When you feel like you can hug the person with no negative charge, you can move on to another person or incident. We now come to phase four, a vision of your future. I want you to bring to mind your visions and your dreams for your life 3 years ahead. Remember, we often overestimate what we can do in 1 year, but underestimate what we can do in three. So think of your life 3 years from now as if it were a movie on a screen in front of you. Bring to mind any area of your life that you care about. You may run through a perfect scene of your life 3 years from now, or you may choose two or three specific goals that you have for yourself. These could be connected to your career or your love life, your health and wellness, where you wish to travel. They could be goals linked to your personal growth or spirituality. Either way, make the visions of these goals as vivid as you can. Think about this goal as if it's already happening. Bring in all five senses. What do you see? If your vision isn't your dominant sense, what can you hear? Is there a smell? What sensations and feelings can you feel? I will give you a few minutes to linger with your future visions. Try to make this vision as vivid as you can. Bring in all five senses. Who else is in the scene with you? It helps to see other people benefit from your accomplishments. As you wrap up, know that this future vision is on its way to you. We now go to phase five, mastering your day. Think of your day as a series of stages or segments. You're about to see each section unfolding with perfect intention. We'll start with your morning just after you're done completing your meditation. If you're meditating at night, this will be the morning you're waking up into. Set an intention for how you want your morning to unfold. What's the first thing you're doing? Perhaps you see your morning exercises going wonderfully. Maybe you taste your delicious, nourishing breakfast on your tongue. See your working, studying, or leisure day going perfectly. See the time progressing. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m. See smiling faces around you. See beautiful synchronicities coming to pass and feelings of ease and joy. See your lunchtime going beautifully, feeling inspired, deeply connected with yourself and those around you, peaceful and positive. You may bring to mind specific meetings or events you have happening during the day and set an intention for each of these to flow as you'd like them to. See the time progressing, 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. As you wrap up your day, perhaps you see yourself returning home or meeting with loved ones, enjoying laughter, relaxation, joy, and happiness. See your evening time going wonderfully. And now, see yourself going to bed, about to have a wonderful, refreshing, healthy night's sleep. You have now completed phase five. We now go to phase six, the blessing. You'll now ask for a blessing to conclude your practice and to support you on your life's journey today. Take a moment to connect to whatever higher power you believe in, whether that's a certain deity, divine creator, the universe or source, whichever word you use to describe your higher power. If you're an atheist, see an older, wiser version of yourself blessing you and your intentions. Imagine this blessing as a beautiful golden or white light shining down from above you. Allow this light to travel its way through your head, all the way down to your spine, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Now imagine this light expanding from your body to form a bubble around you, enveloping you in a shield of loving and infinitely powerful light sent by your higher power. Know that this blessing will be with you for the rest of your day to protect you from negativity, support you, and fill you with all the qualities you need to flourish. This is your blessing. You have now completed the six-phase meditation. I'm now going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach the count of 5, you'll be wide awake, feeling wonderful, in perfect health, feeling better than before. 1, 2, 3. Get ready to open your eyes at the count of 5, feeling wonderful, in perfect health, feeling better than before. 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling alert, wonderful, positive, refreshed, better than before. Thank you for joining me in the 6-phase meditation.